He has a tattoo where?
Hello guys, welcome to Two Gingers and a Greek podcast. Today we're going to talk about tattoos and how they affect your future and what people think of your tattoos. So our first guest today is Mallory Underwood. And our question for her is how many people do you know that have tattoos?
About 10.
And are those people successful in their jobs and careers?
Yes.
Like what type of tattoos do they have?
Mostly just like sentimental tattoos.
And then with those sentimental, does it matter if it's like small tattoo or a big tattoo? Will you still see them the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then how do you feel about fellow students having tattoos?
I feel like it's okay. And it's just more of like if your parent is okay with it, then it's fine. Because like if it's something sentimental and it means a lot to you, then it's okay.
And, like, would you think differently if a student had, like, a big face tattoo next to you in class, or just would you just brush it off?
I feel like if it's something, like, really obnoxious, I would not be okay with that. But if it's something little, then that would be okay.
Okay, thank you.
Why did Gary delete the first one? The first one was so much better.
So our second guest today is Isabel Whaley. Hi. So our first question for you today is, what are your views on tattoos?
I believe tattoos can be expressed in a good way because of it's like body art and it tells a story on your body.
Well, what about those people that get like full body tattoos and like they don't look human anymore? Like, is that still considered art or is it to the extreme where it's not art?
I think if someone puts a big tattoo on their body or just any tattoo, they have a reason behind it, even if it's just for fun. Like, it expresses them as a person, not only, like, the art on their body.
Okay. Our second question for you is, why are tattoos seen negatively in the world?
I think when people like do bad things and they have a tattoo, a lot of people are like, oh, they have a tattoo, so they're bad people. And then anyone who gets a tattoo after that just gets stereotyped into like a group of bad people.
But then you also get those tattoos like a teardrop representing how many people you killed. Would that be still considered art or would that be the gang-related tattoos that are meant to intimidate someone?
Well, I believe that there are tattoos that involve groups and gangs, and again, like, it expresses their personality. If they're a bad person and they get bad tattoos, then it just, like, pulls it all together and it makes sense.
And then the last question for you today is, can someone with tattoos be successful, and how are they treated differently in the work environment with someone without tattoos?
I think it depends on, like, a boss. If you aren't supposed to have tattoos that you can see, then, you know, it depends on where your tattoos are, then you could be successful. But I know some people that are very successful and they have tattoos, and then they are treated differently in the work environment, especially people who don't believe that tattoos are a good thing, and sometimes it's just harder to get a job with tattoos.
But does it depend on where the tattoo is? Like, if you have, like, a sleeve, you could cover it with, like, a long-sleeve shirt. But what if you have something on your face, which...
I think it depends. If it's a sleeve and you can cover... As long as you can cover it and your job involves covering a tattoo, then you're fine. But if you have face tattoos and, you know, bad tattoos everywhere, then sometimes it's hard to get a job. But if you already have a job that they're okay with tattoos like that, then you can be the successful as you want.
Okay. Thank you for being interviewed.
So today we're going to be interviewing one of my favorite teachers, Miss Weisaka. So, like, what are your views on tattoos?
So, it's funny, they've evolved over time. Initially, I didn't ever see myself as being the kind of person to get a tattoo. Until actually a tragedy hit my life. My oldest daughter is actually a twin, and we lost her sister. And sort of over time, my husband and I discussed getting a tattoo sort of in her memory, sort of to, sort of memorialize her. And so both my husband and I got a tattoo. And after that, I realized, so I have my tattoo for that daughter. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted a tattoo for my other two daughters after. So that kind of evolved. And now I sort of think it's a beautiful form of self-expression.
Yeah, I think the same way.
Oh, cool.
Do you, like, know anyone, like, who maybe, like, has, like, a lot of tattoos and, like, a successful job?
Yeah, yeah. I know, actually, of several people who have tattoos that, like, you would never even know it. Mm-hmm. One person in particular is a lawyer, and he has to wear a suit and tie every mm-hmm. day, so you wouldn't see mm-hmm. them necessarily. Yeah.
And do you feel like having tattoos make it, like, more difficult to get a job, like, get an, like, education, like, in college?
My experience is, so my tattoo didn't show when I interviewed for either of my two teaching mm-hmm. positions. I would hope that it wouldn't, although I could see where some people could view it as being unprofessional. I guess my own personal view on that is that if a school district didn't want to hire yeah. me because I had a tattoo on my hand, I probably wouldn't want to work for that school district. Mm-hmm. But I could see where that could happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for taking some time out of your day and letting me interview you.
Awesome. Yeah.